The challenges are varied, and they are not all technical. I thought that was the most interesting revelation from this workshop discussion. Women face cultural barriers that keep them from becoming engaged in the digital economy. They face barriers pertaining to online safety. They do not feel safe participating in the digital ecosystem. And then finally, sometimes they lack the requisite technical skills. So what speakers emphasized is that, you know, there's not one single thing that will solve this problem, that our approach to bridging the gender digital gap has to be holistic in nature and address a variety of challenges at once.
How do you think this kind of forum contributes to gaining in clarity of what is to be done to bridge this gap?
Well, what is so valuable at the IGF is that it enables this sort of discourse and discussion. It's not about producing a binding outcome so people don't feel obliged to negotiate text, but it allows for the sort of free exchange of ideas, which I think then can in turn inform policy more thoughtfully.
Was there any particular anecdote or example that caught your attention during the workshop?
I guess it was a point made by one of our speakers that technology is not evil. I think people are afraid by it because of the horrible experiences that some women have experienced online, but that in fact technology can also help to solve these problems and create a more safe online environment for women and create more economic opportunities for them.
Would you think that without full access of women to the internet, will this UN stated goal of achieving the development goals will be achieved?
I think another point, an important point that was raised, that is that we have to look at this on a country-by-country basis. I think the 2020 goal will be realized in many countries, but perhaps not all. And that's where we need better data and better analysis of the data to determine where the gaps are in which countries and where we have to really target remedial action.